Welcome to the Green Front. Green Front Radio is coming to you live today from Nashville, Tennessee. In the heart of Gore Country, that would be Al Gore. He is about to kick off a sequel event to his Climate Project training that was launched about 2.5 years ago, with more than 1,500 volunteers being trained on this continent alone to give his slideshow presentation from his seminal film, An Inconvenient Truth. And in our first segment, we'll be speaking to Tammy Coleman with the Climate Project about the purpose of this second gathering. Next, we'll be joined by Peter Joseph. He is one of those trainees. I was trained along with him. He has been a very active presenter, speaking to school kids around the country and all kinds of groups about climate change. And we're going to find out about what his experience has been over the last couple of years, giving that presentation, what he has learned, and some very important messages he has for all of us. And our next segment, we'll be speaking with an author of a book that I am very excited about. The book is called Mr. Swan's Big Idea, and it is, in fact, a huge, bold, hairy, audacious idea. It's called The Sun Train, and the man who wrote about that idea and Mr. Swan's work is David Vasquez. He's going to be joining us, and he is a teacher, an educator, and an author, and this book is one of those win-win-wins. It's a transportation, environment, and energy solution. So I promise you, buckle up. It's going to be a great show. I want to first welcome to the Green Front Tammy Coleman, who I've gotten to know through the Climate Project. She is a director of community support, and she's going to tell us about the reason that we have all come back to Nashville, back to the scene of the crime. So, Tammy, welcome to the Green Front.
Thanks, Betsy. It's great to be here. We are so excited right now as we speak. People are beginning to come in and register, all of these probably 500-plus presenters who've been trained, most of them U.S. and Canadian presenters. A few from around the world have slipped in to be with us, and we're just thrilled. We've been building toward this for several months now. So what we're all about... Well,
it's
we're
exciting,
Mr. Gore again.
And we're all wondering what we're here to do exactly, because we are, you know, so dedicated to this cause, and many of us have been out there giving presentations, and you guys have been terrific about communicating with us, and we were sort of invited here, but we're not quite sure what the focus is. Are there more slides we're going to see, or is there sort of the second phase, and what can you tell us since this event is about to begin? I guess you can probably reveal the scoop here.
Yep. Well, the scoop is yes to both of the above. There are more slides, and there is sort of a phase two coming up. Tomorrow morning, Mr. Gore will share, you know, for a couple, 3 hours with the group again, and he is going to talk about, he's going to have new material, of course. He's preparing another book, a new book, and it is all geared about solutions. What do we do now that we understand about this, we have this climate crisis? And so the name of that book, of course, Our Choice, and it's going to come out later on this year. But he's going to share with us solutions information. And then we're also going to hear from the Alliance for Climate Protection, which is our sister sibling organization, you could say. They are the very, very public side of things. They've been running the ads that people have seen on television now over and heard on your radio station as well, heard on your radio show as well. They are organizing a boots-on-the-ground kind of campaign this year in the U.S. to work on getting our legislation passed, the legislation that we need to take action on climate change in preparation for when our U.S. delegation goes to Copenhagen in December. So we're going to find out from them what their program is all about and how we can interface with that as well.
And yes, it's been fabulous to have the Alliance for Climate Protection as a partner on this program. And I love their ads, and they've had several phases of that ad. First, of course, it was the We campaign, and there were two sort of politically opposite types sitting on a bench, as I recall. I think it was Al Sharpton.
And one of the
religious leaders talking about how their beliefs may be far apart, but when it comes to climate change, they're, you know, in the same boat as we all are.
Those ads were lots of fun, yeah.
And then there was the We Can Solve It and Repower America and Reality.
And the Reality campaign, yeah.
Love that one. That one's really edgy.
Yeah, that one's near and dear to my heart because I am a child of Appalachia. So all of that cold stuff, you know, that's just those probably are the most important to me personally. But, yeah, they've done a lot of great stuff with their ads and being very public on television and in radio. So this is a new, they're gearing up, you know, and going to go grassroots, and we're going to hear all about that. So.
What kind of response, Tammy, has the Climate Project or Alliance gotten from the coal industry that claims that they're at, you know, offering us clean coal? Because these ads really take on their very expensive ad campaign saying, you know, clean coal is the answer. Reality really, you know, just questions that in a really direct way. Have they, you know, done a counterattack, or are they planning one?
You know, I'm not aware of one. I personally, I don't see how they could. But there's the things called facts. But, you know, I have a huge bias, so I just have to admit that right off the bat. I really don't know about that. I'm just always so thrilled when I'm sitting at home at night and one of those reality ads comes on television. It just does my heart good.
I agree. So that money is being used very widely. And what kind of response are you getting from the public from that campaign? Do you know? Has it been pretty positive, I would think?
I think it's been pretty positive for those who were never aware, you know, and I think most citizens aren't aware. They don't even know where their electricity comes from, so many people, you know. So
the average American often sees these ads, you know, and they think, well, if it's on, you know, network TV, it must be true.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So thank goodness we've got this other voice out there too. And that whole idea of clean coal, you know, and the one ad in particular that where the man opens the door into it. Big, vast, empty space of nothing, and here's a clean coal operation, you know. Well, it doesn't exist, and those kinds of things. I'm really thrilled about those things.
Now, after An Inconvenient Truth rocked the world, there were many people who said, yeah, okay, I'm scared now, but what about the solutions? And while Mr. Gore did roll credits with a lot of great things you can start to do, a lot of people were either getting up from out of their theater seats or maybe crying or, you know, just sitting there stunned. So maybe they didn't quite capture all those solutions. But that's really what the presenters have been, you know, asking for more of. Okay, once we change our light bulbs, that's what the public's saying, what can we do? I imagine if Mr. Gore has written a book, you know, focused on solutions, that there's some new ideas, some bigger picture concepts that address policy.
Well, you know, I haven't seen the book yet. I haven't seen anything about it. But it is my supposition. I do guess that is exactly what's going on. But based on what the Alliance is doing now, you know, that's what we know publicly, what they're doing. I mean, we have to get political. And, of course, Mr. Gore has always said that in his presentations. You know, you participate in your democracy. That's really, yes, we need to change light bulbs, but we need to change laws. And so we're just gearing up for a harder press on all of that for this year.
And, you know, one of my mantras has been, you know, yes, buy green, but also vote green. Things are looking a lot more hopeful now that we do have a greener White House, leaders there who do get it.
Yes.
Our president in particular really tackling climate change. And there's a lot of pending legislation. I imagine we're going to be hearing about what we can do, we volunteers and presenters, to help get people to let their representatives know this is a critical time, a really short window for a really big impact issue.
Right, and this is it. Tomorrow you're going to find out, we're going to hear all about that. So, and then, of course, we'll share it with the rest of the presenter community. There are 1,500 of us in North America, and only 500 will be here. So, you know, we're going to we'll get that out to everybody else, and this is just the kickoff. This is just the beginning of phase two.
And there have been other training sessions. I learned last night, I went to the James Taylor concert kind of spontaneously with someone who's from Canada, and she was trained up in Canada recently, and there's another green building group that's getting trained these couple of days here. So it's 1,500 that were part of the original training, and then there's, what, another 1,200 across the rest of the world?
Well, now around the world we have 2,600 people in all. Trained.
Is that including the 1,500 here, or is that addition?
Yes, that includes the 1,500 here. It does.
Okay. So it's really
Australia,
a perfect,
UK. Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect example of the ripple effect. I mean, you trained this core group of people who went out and talked to people in their community. And I have to say, they did a fabulous job, the Climate Project, of getting people from all walks of life. I think I expected to see more people from environmental organizations, more activists, and while everyone who's taking part in this is by definition an activist and an educator on a green subject, you really, you know, you got teachers and you got plumbers and you got, you know, people in media. You really got a wide range of professional people, and I think that's really smart because they can then take it to their communities, religious, you know, community leaders, that kind of thing.
We made a big effort to try to be diverse in our approach.
And how many presentations have been given in all, do you know?
Wow. I mean, well, it's new ones are given every day. They're given every day, but
it must be in the thousands.
In last count, no. Let's see. I think our last estimate is that we've reached 5 million people in our audiences.
Wow.
So
that's remarkable.
There's
the numbers, but then there's the sort of unquantifiable element, and that's the passion that you see when these people get together. You know, I've sort of been reminded of it just in the last 12 hours since I've been in Nashville. You know, just the excitement, the feeling of, you know, we're all in this together, but people who are really on the cutting edge here, those who are helping with the training. I feel like we're part of something that's really important and is not going to go away in our lifetimes. There's that sort of buzz in the air.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's ironic because people often think, well, if you're talking about climate change, it must be really depressing and gloom and doom, and au contraire.
It's actually a different feeling here.
Yeah,
you can't just sit around and be despondent, you know. And these people are not. They've created their own things. And so many of our presenters have gone on to create their own nonprofit organizations or to do projects or all kinds of things. On the Climate Project website, can I give the web address for that?
Please do. Please do.
www.theclimateproject.org. We have a spotlight on our presenters, and you can see several presenters, just a handful of them really. But if you read about what some of those presenters have done in their time just since they've been trained, I mean, it'll pump you up. If you're feeling low, go to that website and look at what some of these people are doing, because it really is amazing.
And you are going to arm the 500 of us who are here with more solutions, new solutions to take back.
Absolutely. We have amazing workshops planned. We have two panel discussions planned for Saturday morning, one of them on the latest climate science and the second one on the health effects of climate change. And then we're running three different time periods where we're having workshops and information sessions that all of our presenters were able to choose ahead of time and sign up for.
Yes, and those are about to begin. Thank you so much for joining us, Tammy Coleman with the Climate Project. See you
downstairs
in a few minutes.
Great.
We'll be back with one of the presenters to talk about his experience, Peter Joseph, right after these messages. Stay with us. You're on the Green Front.
Talk it up.